From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the worlds of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and jazz fusion. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with a duo, Dave Liebman and Michael Steffens. Dave Liebman is certainly no stranger to this program. The innovative sax player has been featured in various modern jazz settings since the early 70s, going as far back as his collaborations with Elvin Jones and Miles Davis during his electric jazz period. As such, Dave is quite comfortable performing in both free improvised and electric jazz rock fusion settings. On this album, Nomads, released in 2009 on the IMTP label, Dave is not only featured on soprano and tenor sax, but also wood flute, and at times piano, drums, percussion, and spoken word poetry. He's in a duet with Michael Steffens, who is better known as an educator as opposed to a musician, but he's an accomplished drummer and percussionist, and on this release, he too is featured on other instruments, including piano, pocket cornet, and alto trombone. The piece we'll be listening to from this release, Shapeshifters.
Thank you. Thank you. Ha ha ha! Thank you.
We began the set and also the hour with the duo Dave Liebman and Michael Steffens. From their 2009 collaboration Nomads, we heard Shape Shifters, a very appropriate title for a piece featuring two innovators in modern jazz, I think. And lastly, from 1988, the Dave Holland Trio, fronted by bassist Dave Holland, a UK native who is certainly no stranger to frequent listeners of this program. Like Dave Liebman, Dave Holland quite comfortable performing in a variety of jazz settings, everything from straight-ahead jazz to free improvisation to electric jazz fusion. And also like Dave Liebman, Dave Holland was an early collaborator of Miles Davis' electric jazz experiments in the 60s and 70s. And as part of this trio, he was joined by another Miles Davis alumnus from the same period, drummer Jack DeJohnette. Rounding out the trio, Steve Coleman on alto sax. Their ECM album from 1988 entitled Triplicate, the track we heard, Rivers Run. Speaking of electric jazz, jazz rock, jazz fusion, whichever term you want to attach to this very unique mix of jazz and rock music, we will now turn to a set of said music. And we'll listen to tracks from a couple of more recent fusion releases. First up, music from English drummer Simon Phillips. Simon is probably best known as the drummer in the pop rock group Toto. He was a member of that band for over two decades. But he has collaborated with numerous other pop and rock outfits, including The Who, Judas Priest, Tears for Fears, Gary Moore, and even Mike Oldfield. His solo albums are very much rooted in instrumental jazz fusion. His debut album from 1988 is entitled Protocol, and it was a purely solo effort. Simon Phillips not only on drums, but also guitar, bass, and keyboards. Fast forward 26 years to 2014 and the release of Protocol 2, and here we find Simon Phillips on drums, leading a quartet which also consists of Andy Timmons on guitar, Steve Weingart on keyboards, and bassist Ernest Tibbs. We'll listen to the opening track, Wildfire. We'll be right back. That's one from guitarist Jeff Richman. Jeff is known for his abilities not only as a jazz guitarist, but also as a producer, composer, and arranger. His music has been featured in numerous film and TV soundtracks over the years, and he's released many solo albums to his credit. While he was a student at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, he studied privately with Pat Metheny and Mick Goodrick. And among his classmates at the time were Al Di Meola, Mike Stern, and Bill Frisell. So it's no wonder that Jeff has gone on to become quite an accomplished guitar player. We heard a track from his 2015 release, Hotwire, on which he's joined by a multitude of jazz rock luminaries, including bassists Anthony Jackson, Dean Taba, and Jimmy Haslip of the Yellow Jackets, keyboardists George Whitty, Scott Kinsey, and Mitchell Foreman, and drummers Gary Novak, Vinnie Coletta, and George Borlai. The track we heard, Solar City. Simon Phillips on drums, leading his quartet, which also consisted of Andy Timmons, Steve Weingart, and Ernest Tibbs, respectively. Wildfire, the opening track off of Protocol 2, released in 2014. That same quartet would record and release Protocol 3 in 2015, adding blues and world music to their eclectic jazz rock style of playing. One of these days we'll hear a track from Protocol 3. We might even hear something from the original Protocol release, a purely solo effort from Simon Phillips from the late 1980s. But that will be another time on another program. And the program that you are listening to is Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website. Much more info about Jazz Progressions is available there, including detailed program playlists, which will hopefully make it a bit easier for you to track down some of these tunes, if you so desire. Also, streaming audio of this and previous episodes of the show available for you on the site as well. This is program number 1517, by the way, in case you'd like to view the playlist or listen to the show again at your convenience. All of that can be found by heading over to qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We will return to the world of free improvised music to wrap up this hour of the program, and we will turn once more to the extensive catalog of ECM Records for our final piece. Yes, this set will consist of one lengthy piece of music, as we turn to a trio fronted by German pianist Benedikt Janel, with Antonio Miguel on bass and Owen Howard on drums. Their 2012 ECM release is entitled Equilibrium, and from it we'll listen to Moorland and Hillland.
Thank you.
the Benedict Yanel Trio, Benedict Yanel Piano, Antonio Miguel Bass, Owen Howard Drums. Benedict Yanel, one of many pianists to record for the ECM label from both sides of the Atlantic. In fact, ECM's debut recording was from a piano player, Mal Waldron, leading his trio through the album Free at Last, released back in 1969. These sessions, recorded in 2011, produced by none other than Manfred Eicher, and released on ECM in 2012 as the album Equilibrium. The track we heard, Moorland and Hillland. That will wrap it up for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Join me again when you can for another exploration of the worlds of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and jazz fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.